Tonight we begin preparing for Pesach, at least in our shiur, Mitz Hashem. Some Yisoidis of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh regarding Chag HaPesach. And this topic, as we'll see in Mitz Hashem, really will cover two shiurim. It was perhaps shaykh to squeeze it into one shiur, but it would have been mamish lachat. And so instead we'll break it up into two shiurim. It's a very important yisoid. Binyane, parnasa, hishtadlus, bitachon, some of the yisoids which we spoke about earlier. But an interesting angle on a mahalich which emerges from this inyan of Pesach. Now we know, Chazal tell us, Mishnah, that bePesach nidoinim ala tfua, that the din of tfua takes place in Chag HaPesach. The whole transition from Chadash to Yashan, Matzah, Man, you know, Bederech Klal, the Yom Tovim, they divide into Banei Chayim Mizayne, Shalosh Regalim. The Inyan of Mizayne is an Inyan of Pesach. As the Chazal say, Ein Kemach B'loi Teira, Ein Teira B'loi Kemach. There's this shutvis between Kemach and Teira. So they can point out that Kemach is Gematria Pesach. And of course, the whole making of Matzah's Mitzvah is through Kemach. So, when there's Kemach, then there could be Teira. If there's Pesach, then there could be Shavuos. But we need to transition and make our way through Pesach in order to come to this place of Shavuos, and that's the Matzah, that's the Man, which takes us each and every day, as we know Chazal tell us, that the Matzah had a Te'imas Taman. And so in Meila, there are very important yusaydas of Parnasa, Hishtadlis, which will naturally come out of the Sig of Pesach. So let's begin, and of course, as always, center stage is Ma'amarim for the Baal Shem Tov himself, and even at times we don't find his name quoted, it's from the Kli Rishon, which is told us Yaakov Yosef, being Parasesiv, Kesar Shem Tov, and others. There's a few sprinklings of other Ma'amakumis, at least on this page. So let's begin. Tafrei Korna told us Yaakov Yosef, Shemati. So I heard, says told this Yaakov Yosef, that the Yetzahara of old is different than today's Yetzahara. Amal used to be that the Yetzahara was interested in being Daiche Jew from his Chelek and Elam Haba. Masha'in kin ata nischake. The Yetzahara has become more clever. Lidchais ha'adam ya'olam azah u'me'olam haba. To turn us astray from both Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. How so? Kigoyin tirdas ha-parnasa, the busyness in making a parnasa asher yom ha-valayla lo yishkoit ve'in le-menucha ba-olam hazeh, that a person by day, by night, he has no respite, no menucha in this world. U'mikol shekein shein lo p'nai lefakech b'eskei Olam Haba v'nitcha mishneya. So because he's living in this world and it's his priority, at least he thinks, that's what troubles him. So if he's Isaac and Olam Hazeh, and it's taking up all of his time, Kal v'chaymer, it's going to be Madachim from Olam Haba. V'nidcha mishneihem, and he loses out on both ends. V'chamaymer ha-chacham, like the wise man said, Sheshal l'sachat shu tarab tomi b'nizkayim panas osim isiku o'ilav. So he saw a person so busy with all of his tirdas and making a parnasa, and he asked him, so are you being matzliach? Have you achieved what you were looking to achieve? V'hi shivay shalai hisiklo? Not yet. Coming up empty-handed. So amelo, im b'meshata oisik bo'la hisakta. So if in this world you have nothing to show for it, so if what you're involved in you don't have, certainly what you're not involved in you don't have. So the Yitzhahara, one of the tactics of the Yitzhahara, instead of taking us on and saying, do this aveira, do that aveira, because he knows that he won't listen to us, so he distracts us. And what we see as needs, needs that human beings need to take care of in order to stay alive, have a roof over our heads, food on the table, clothes to wear, send our kids to schools, etc. That busyness, that tirda, may not just be the challenges of life. If it's a hara, the satan is matzliach in busying us in such a way that it consumes what we're doing in this world. And we find that we have no time for the Torah and mitzvahs, which is in Yonah Elam Haba. That's the cleverness of the Yitzhar. How does this connect to Pesach? We'll see shortly. But one more Mayar Makam. Just Bechlal by the Basayim, in the name of the Bashem Tov. Shemash Amru Chazal, and Betu the Prusa Kalachayim, this Lashon of the Mishnah Navos, that there is a net which is Prusa, which is spread over all of mankind. So he darshens the Baal Shem Tov. Prusa is a lashon of almenas lekabel pras, a lashon of schar, on the condition to receive reward. And he also explains perish pras is a lashon parnasa. So lekabel pras means on the condition to receive parnasa. Vizehu mitzuda shel parnasa hu al kolachem. So now plug this into the lashon hamishnah and read it again. Metsuda prusa, there is a net called parnasa. Al kol hachai. Everybody's caught in the net of parnasa. Such a brilliant taich. Shemevakish parnasasa v'nishrim ma'oid v'ein libo parnalav avisasha. That a person is so busy with making a parnasa that his heart is not open to avodas Hashem. And be'emes, it would seem that the double step which the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh here took in saying Almanas Lekabel Pras and Pras is a Lashon Parnasa and explaining the word Prusa are almost intertwined. That Kol Zman that a person is Liboy Tarud B'Inyan Elam Hazeh, he will find it very difficult to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Almanas Lekabel Pras, which is Lishma. So these two things go hand in hand. It's a Hatzlacha for the Yitzhara to have us busy with Inyan Elam Hazeh. Because even if he can't be madcha as mikol v'chol from being oisek Torah mitzvahs, the fact that we have our hearts really focused and engaged in other things doesn't allow us to be stubborn, committed in a wholesome way in fulfilling our mitzvahs and our obligations, l'shma. How does this connect to Pesach? Take a look at the Masil Susharm. In the beginning of Sefer Masil Susharm, sorry that the print is so tiny. V'ulam hine zos be'emes achas mitachbulo seyitzahara ve'armasol lahachbi l'avoidosa b'tmilas alibos b'ni adam. This, and we'll see in a moment what this is be'emes one of the great tricks, tactics of the Yitzahara. Lahachbi l'avoidosa b'tmilas alibos b'ni adam. That we should feel the weight and the burden of Parnasa on our hearts at all times. Ad shele yishalehem revach lehiz bain, yishalehem revach lehiz bainim lehistaka beis derechim hochem. To the point that we don't have the moments to contemplate where we're going in life. Ki yodeyahu, because the Yetzirah knows, she'ilu dehayu samim libam kima'at kat adachayhem, that if we would even have a single moment to contemplate where our lives are taking us, definitely, the Yiddish and Neshama would wake up and would regret. In that regret, the Charata would grow and grow stronger. But we don't have time because we're so busy and preoccupied. And here's the punchline. Was this not the tactic of Paro the Rasha himself, Shamar? When he saw that there was an awakening from the Jewish people, that they were spiritually awakened to a different life, that Pyro came crushing down on the Jewish people and he said, intensify the work. The point was not that he wanted to build peace on Ramtes a little bit faster, is that he saw that they had time to think about freedom. They had time to think about a different type of life. Paro is a lashon lahafriya. Mikol his boininess bekoyach asmadas avoyda habilti mafsekas. They shouldn't have a moment to be misboinim, to think about what life is all about. Kain hi atas hayetzer. Paro is the yetzahara. Mamish al bani hadam. Ki ish milchamo hu melamed bar mumis. That the yetzahara is a trained, skilled warrior. And especially trickery. The only way for a person to save himself from this para, from the Yitzhahara, is with Chachma Rabba, with great wisdom, and Hashkafa Gedoyla, and a very great Hashkafa Sachai. So we're seeing that this inyan called Tirdas HaParnasa, Tirdas HaChayim, which could seem very parav, and perhaps not even an Aveira, that it requires Hashkafa Gedoyla and Chachma Rabba for a person to absolve himself from this tirda, from this great net, to free oneself from this prusa metuda kalachayim, in order to properly engage in avodas Hashem. And this leads us to the next Mayim Makom told us Yaakov Yosef. Hine soid galus mitzayim shaya hadas begalus. One of the very important klalim in the Kisvi Ari is defining galus mitzayim as a galus hadas. Because one can look at the Torah, and from the psukim it would seem that it's not a galus hadas, it's a galus haguf, it's a galus hashibud. But Pinius tells us that how did it become a shibud haguf and avodas parach? It was because the da'as went into galus. So again, he neisayd galus mitzrayim shahaya hadas begalus, doira shalmaisha shahaya besayd hadas. We know all over the Svar Makdashim that Moshe represents the das, the Kedusha. So Moshe is the goyal, because he had to be goyel the das. So one of the other fundamental yesaidus in Sarm is that really galus mitzrayim was twofold. One, galus hadas. Secondly, galus hadibur. Of course, the siman to that is Pesach. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that the mouth speaks, the inyan of magid sipurts is mitzrayim. But the siman to the galus itself was that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ki chvar peh uchvar lashon anoichi." That Moshe is the goyel who represents Klal Yisrael. He says that I don't have a dibur, and he parts to excuse himself, to pardon himself from the seder hagaula because he doesn't have a dibur. To which Hashem says, after Moshe's pleas, "Okay, we'll get Aaron into the picture." So Moshe came in mitzad hadas, and Aaron came in mitzad hadibur. So because there was a galus hadas and a galus hadibur, we needed shnei goyel. But we need to explain what it means, Golas Hadas, what it means, Golas Hadibur. And the Tolis Yaakov Yosef begins to let us in. So again, Ulakachaya Hadibur Begolas, Ki Noida, Mira Bachashai, Vidibur Bahachraza, Kid Isa Bimidrashim. So the difference between Amira and Dibur is that Amira is like a whisper, and a Dibur is a Hachraza, it's a proclamation. Al-Kalpanim, Das in Golas is what Mitzrayim represents. Golas Hadas. And of course, this goes back to, so I'll be pushed without getting going so deep, in that which we saw from the Silas Hashar, that in order for a person to free himself from the Tirdas HaParnasa, he needs Chachma Rabba Vashkafa Gedoyla. So if a person is not equipped with that das, so the das is the tool which frees him from the Tirdas HaParnasa.
According to this, how is the Geula a tikkun for this problem? Without Yitzias, without Kabbalah Satorah, which is later. But how does the Geula itself combat that problem?
Well, first, Geulas Mitzrayim, we can look at it b'pratias or b'klalias. B'klalias, Geulas Mitzrayim is not complete until Chag HaShavuos. The Zohar says that we mention 50 times in the Torah Geulas Mitzrayim, which was connected to 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos. So the Geulas Mitzrayim was not complete until the giving of the Torah, which is why Hashem begins by saying Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoytzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, as if to say, now is the Hoytzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. But aside from that, because that was really like you're implying in your question, the Shleimus Hadas was the moment of Atah Hareis Aladas, which is Matan Torah. But even before that, the whole Seder of the Makos on the night of Mitzrayim was one big Lamanteida, Ken Yashem, Ken Yashem Mekev Haaretz. There was tremendous Das which came down in seeing the Makos. Through the Makos, they were able to see that there's a Bayre, that there's a Manig, there's Charva Oynish. I mean, there was a Cheshbon the entire time. It was Givaldik Das. Anybody who was witnessing this was saying, I'm learning, I have a lot to learn. And the Midas, Kenegad Midas, which were taking place, tremendous Hashpas Das came down. But it was not complete, but Claudius until the giving of the Torah, Ta'aris al-Adas. Ta'aris al-Adas means a clarity. It was seeing the Rebbeinu Shel Panim upon him, which that was not the case by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it was certainly a Gili Hadas b'Chitzonius.
Das and Dibor are connected, right?
They are connected, and we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem as we go through how that is, but they can also be the opposites of each other. Because usually a person who speaks a lot is not a Bar Das. A person who's a Bar Das is usually very quiet. Siag l'chach mashtika, Chazal say. The simon of a chacham is that he's a shaisek. You know, the Aruch HaKadosh tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a shaskan. Looks like he has a lot to say in the Torah. The Aruch HaKadosh tells us that what you see in the Torah is the only words Moshe ever said.
Wow.
That's what he says. So that's a sugya to explore in Mitzvah Hashem. The das, the dibor, the interconnection, perhaps the opposites, the yichud of them. So now the Ben Paris Yosef. So, in trying to understand a little bit deeper this thing of the Golas of Paroi, the Golas Hadas, the Shibat HaParnasa, Anshe Hachem Enikra Paro HaOyrev. Now, the Svarim tell us that Paroi is the letters HaOyrev, which means the back of the neck, and it refers to Gashmiyastika people. Anshe Chemer. Bechinas HaShechecha, that which is Achor, which is behind, is always associated with Shechecha. And for example, Shechecha in Hilchas Shechecha is the tfuah which you were supposed to collect on your way through, and then now it's behind you. So that's Achor. Achor is always the place of Shechecha. Sheshachach lasos shlichus yisbarach by lemazai detidas ve'ezek alamazai. So therefore, Paro, which is the Oyref, which is Shechecha, means that a Yid forgets his shlichus in this world. How does he forget his shlichus in the world? Because he's busy with other things. What other things? Tirdas ve'esek oylam hazeh. That's klipas par. Again, synonymous with what we saw in the Mesil Shashar. The tirdas ha'esek oylam hazeh. Pentoicha v'savata. That a person is worried about what he's going to eat. V'chol ha'shel lecha yirbe. V'ram levavecha v'shachachtas ha'shem alakecha matziyach ha'metz yisayim. That there's a forgetfulness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of that das. Ratzalaymar. She'yatachlis b'yos adam v'chem v'tzura. That the tachs of the creation of the mensch was that he should be guf and nefesh. Shiachemir ha'guf meshubur latzura v'anasham alavodas Hashem. That in this relationship between chemir and tzura, that the guf would be meshubur, who should be secondary and tafel to the neshama. Or begolus mitzrayim hayu behafech. So what does golus mitzrayim mean? The opposite. Shayha neshama meshubur l'eved litzarech ha'guf shenikir mitzrayim sheish lo meitzur gvul. That when neshama becomes subservient to the guf, when the guf is the boss, and the neshama is being schlepsach around in this world by the guf, that the guf is telling the neshama what's going to go, what it's going to do, and so on. So that's called galus mitzrayim. On a personal level, the limit for us is servitude of the neshama to the guf. Hefech haruch nishu netzri. Meaning when the eternity is serving the passing, the temporal. Achaba geula v'hoitzi ha'neshama migolus shiva the guf. So therefore, geula means the redemption of the neshama from the clutches of the guf. And that's pshat ha'moitzi acha me'etz mitzayim yibesavon. So once again, the inyan of paro and golus mitzayim is tirdas ve'esek oylam hazeh in a way that a person forgets his shlichus in this world. But the reason why Rabbi said this is so strikingly different is because we're used to thinking that servitude, that shibud means that a person is involved in a virus chamurus. That's what you would think shibud means. That's galus mitzrayim. It means a yid who is just off the deep end and he doesn't care. Bishurusli be'eleich, he'll do all types of avirus. It's not. We're talking about a good person. person who wants to do good. But because of his galas hadas, he's draying around in this world in the tirdas esek alamazeh. And that's called galas mitzrayim. That's the avodas parach. Let's go to the top in the middle, Sefer Seder Hayoyim. Ve'alkein mishehu bal nefesh tzarech tifkoyach ina ve'inan hachimutz hazeh shalei yitzcha mitzboi. This year is speaking about Pesach, that a person has to free himself and to be cautious about chimutz, lingering. She'achar she'yitzcha mitzhu kosha lachzirio matzah kasher haya. That once matzah becomes chametz, it's going to be very hard, almost impossible to make it matzah again. So a person shouldn't be machmitz, the hisairus leading up to Pesach, which we're in right now. And then find himself already at Erev Pesach and be like, I had shloshim yom kodem hachag, and each day went by and I said, okay, I'll take care of it tomorrow. And then he comes up to the Seder and there's no achana chalila. Ela b'chol yom v'yom, Mordechai mishalich ladas v'shalim esrihi ha'nefesh aguma. Every single day Mordechai took advantage of to understand it and to be worried about the shalom of Esther. Esther, of course, refers to the neshama. They're like Esther was in the palace of Achashverosh, so too the neshama is in the palace of the guf. He has to think every single day, what's the matzav of my neshama? But a person who's sleeping away life, and he's distracted from his shlichus of this world, why did Hashem give us the mitzvah of bir chametz? Look at this beautiful taich. He says, through the mitzvah of bir chametz, it's a spiritual awakening. What's the inyan of this chayk of bir chametz? The whole year I'm running after chametz. I'm running after my parnasa. But now, now I have to run after it in a way, not because I want it, but because I have to find it and to destroy it. Like an enemy. Like it's on the chametz. Isn't this interesting? This brings us to the realization that the whole year we're running after this parnasa, we're running after this lechem, all of a sudden there's this epiphany on Erev Pesach where we're like, the very thing which I'm running after is the very thing which is running after me, to kill me. Meaning, this is the right seach in my life. The tirdas of parnasa, this lechem, is a right seach. And it deserves lahashbi laharga la'abed. It's making me meshuga. But that comes from adas. When we approach the Seder and the Svarim say every day there's a new ounce of Das which comes in as we approach Lil HaSeder, the Yontav of Pesach. So we come to this understanding that the Lechem is enemy number one. Because it's Tirdas Parnas HaSeh L'mazeh. The Tzvua. Again, this is a Pesach idea. As we're seeing, that's why these Marmakomos are coming together. Shamaiti Maiserav, Nakuti Marech, story of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh of Amachas, Allah believed Talmidim Rabbeinu HaBaal Shem Tov, Divrei Rabbeinu Ari, that they were discussing, the Talmidim, with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the words of the Ari. The Mishenizher B'mashu Chametz B'Pesach, that a person who was careful, even the smallest mashu of Chametz on Pesach, Batuach Shlo Yechta Kol Hashana. Yari gives a havtacha, I think it's brought down in Baal Be'er Hetev, maybe Mishnah Berurah even, that a person who is careful on afilu mashu shel chametz has a guarantee that he won't be chayte the entire year. And they discussed this with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. For also called hishtadlus, and they did whatever hishtadlus that they could. Uvelel alef the Pesach, yet the first night of Pesach, matzu ezem mashu chametz. Meaning that they were so zealous and so diligent, and every nekud of chametz, it didn't even take past the first night that they found mashu chametz. Vayechidim oil charad gadoila, and they were frozen. Vakasher baru l'rabim hamavol shem tov tzipur l'mayis, and they came to the Baal Shem Tov in this fear, and they said, "Rebbe, teach us what's going on. What's the message? What did he tell the Mishav Lehem? Shehem hayu choshvim shemitzat hishtadlusam harav in tzvichan oidlis pa'al v'ashem. You were so worked up in your hishtadlus, and that it's up to me to make sure that there's going to be not a tiny mashu of chametz, and you didn't daven to Rabbanu Shalom for the siyata d'shmai. You were soimech completely on your hishtadlus, and you forgot to be mispala. And that was the message. It's not just the message, that's the reality. We can't be perfect without the Rabbanu Shalom siyata d'shmai. Be'emes, im Hashem lo yishmer shav shakad shaymer, the pasuk says. If Hashem is not the shaymer, meaning this is about the whole inyan of Pesach is about shmir, is it not? Shaymer es chedesh ha'aviv, u'shmartem es ha'matzos, leil shimurim. I mean, everything is about shmir. All the way from the month, all the way down to the night and to the matzos. But im Hashem lo yishmer, if Hashem is not involved in the shmir, it's not shaykh shmir. And that was the message. That they didn't bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the process and they were soimech on their hishtadlus. And this brings us, again, one step closer to understanding the sugya of hishtadlus, tzvila, bitochen, especially in the realm of parnasa, which is, as we're seeing here, the Golus Mitzrayim is one of tirdas ha-parnasa. So what is the das that we're searching for? What is this das of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which will allow us in our personal lives, and we know the Torah is eternal, it's netzchin, it speaks to us in every single door, bifrat, each and every one of us. It's a mahalach, it's a moira, a moira derech to teach us that das and how to free ourselves from our personal mitzrayim, karvo nafshi galag, the Bashem Tov explains. So let's move forward. This is from the Or Yitzchak from Radvil, son of the Magid from Zlotchov. Mir Baal Shem Tov Zal Shenemar. Vayigaresh es ha'adam migan Eden. The pasuk tells us that Adam HaRishon was banished from the Gan. Vishal, and the Baal Shem Tov asked, Mihu zeh ve'izehu shegerish oisai? Who banished the Adam HaRishon from the Gan? It just says, Vayigaresh es ha'adam. Shehagadol mimalachi ha'shareis. Was it one of the great malachi ha'shareis? Gam eza geder pesach ish beganin shikashu derechus ledecham. Meaning, where was the entrance? Where was the exit sign? V'im tamei shekiv yachal baruch hu lakachas abiyar v'geber shalei. If you're going to tell me that vaygaris is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says ze einai. V'hu mina nimna v'asecha einal seiv al ze. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself is going to escort Adam Rishon out of the Gan, as if like you had it coming. The Eibushter would do that to him. So we're left with a mystery. Who was the vaygaris? Look at the Baal Shem Tov said. Kamaha Baal Shem Tov al Vayigarish Oisai Migan Eden. Vayigarish Oisai Migan Eden, he says, take a look at Targum. V'torid Yosei. Shekosev Hiskin Mizan Oisov Shal Odom V'achakach Bro'oi. So he points to the Medrash which says that a person's Parnasa has already been designated for him before his creation. V'amru, and Chazal saying Kiddushin, Hari Oisi Es Ma'asai B'kipachti Es Parnasasi. That because my actions are hari oisi, are not good. Memela, my parnasa, has also come short. I have fallen short of my parnasa. That these two things go together. That being chayte, it conceals a person's parnasa from him. And because he doesn't see his parnasa coming, he becomes busy in looking for his parnasa. This is a gevaldik pshat. Memela, a person is megorish from the Gan Eden because he's so busy in non-Gan Eden dikinyonim. Umishahu torah no yochol yas b'Gan Eden. Because if you're busy, if you're torah yasei, then how could you be in the Gan? The Gan is the place of Torah mitzvahs. The Gan is the base medrash. The Gan is the base haknesses. So if you're torah yasei, if you're always busy with your panasa, how are you going to have your dharma gam in the base medrash? V'zeh perish unklus v'torah yasei. So it's teaching Vayigarish so, says the Baal Shem Tov. The Unklus is teaching us who banished Adam HaRishon from the Gan. He banished himself. So Vayigarish Oisai, says the Baal Shem Tov, means he banished himself. Vayigarish Oisai. Why? Because he was tarred with his parnas. So going back to the Chet Adam HaRishon, Tirdas HaParnasa is the Vayigarish. V'havein. Yeah, that deserves a V'havein.
That means, in other words, Mamela. That Mamela, you're this amazing work.
Yeah. But the reason why it says Vayigarish Stama is because there was nobody who did it.
And Mamela happened.
Yeah, he did it himself. He was Megarish himself from the gun. Because since he was Chayte, because as the Gemara says, Havi Oasis Masav Kepachtis Parnasasi. So now he's to be busy with his Parnasa, but now busyness with his Parnasa, he's out of the gun. What's the gun? That's the place of Torah and Avodah. So Vayigarish Vesah, he banished himself.
Oh,
that's the big question which is upon us. But apparently it's called Vayigarish Sa'adam. It's called the Gerishin. So the question is that a person feels that he has the Lachatz Parnasa. So how could you blame him? We need to explain this Das. We need to explain the Das of why should that be called the Vayigarish? Why is he held like accountable for that Tirda?
What should he have done in this case?
Well, yeah, what's the solution? What's the solution? That's what we're here to discuss, Mr. Shem.
Fix your mason.
Huh? Okay, so maybe it's about fixing ma'isin. Let's see, that's going to be the next few Ma'ar Mekaymais. And I apologize in advance that this year is going to end off with a bit of a cliffhanger because this is like, you know, the whole Seder of the night of the Seder is about Shak Levatai, right? Shaila and Tshuva. So we're really presenting more of the questions. This is the Shaila Chelik, and then the Terusim will be in Mitzvah Shem next week. At least just sending up the questions and at least the Asidus. Next, Ma'ar Malkum is Begumach and Ephraim. Parshas Vayechi, Isa b'Maseches Kiddushin. And again, this is the Kiddushin that the Baal Shem Tov quoted. There are Yitzhak quoted from the Baal Shem Tov. Ra'isa me'imecha chaya v'ayif. So the Gemara says, have you seen in your life that the animals and the birds and the so on, that they're busy with their parnasa, that they're all consumed with that? Everybody seems to be managing. All the animals seem to be managing. Yet the Adam is the only one who has troubles. Right? They're all mispanis and shloi b'tzara. Ma'elu, meaning so... So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there's an einfall, that why am I busying so much with tirdas ha-parnasa? Why can't that at least be like pachas ha-nivraim, like the animals, that they don't have all these tirdas? So elamai, why am I so busy? Because of my actions that my parnasa is hiding itself from me. So says the Degel, nimsa ayidei she'odom halach b'derech toiv, yosha b'vad ish la-parnasa toiv. It would seem from this Gemara that if a person would just do the right thing, then his parnasa would be good. Kichisar parnasa hurak ayude rois myself. So Eddie, it would seem like the conclusion is that Adam Arishan, instead of busying himself with parnasa, he should have said to himself, listen, if I would just do good tshuva, and I'd stay in the gan, I wouldn't have to worry about anything. That's what it would seem like. So a person can, at least at this point in our conversation, it would seem that a person can make every single day, one of two choices. He could say, well, I can go to work or I can go to the Beis Medrash. I go to the Beis Medrash and do a big tshuva and make a big mesiris nefesh and Torah and Avodah. Or I can go to work today. And every day a person is making a decision of Vayigarish Zodah. He's choosing to be Torah himself as opposed to cleaning up his score. That's what it would seem like. Now let's continue though. Chayva Salvavas. If a person would say, but don't we see from the world that there are very, very good people, tzaddikim even, that they're sitting, learning in their avoda, clean slate, and yet they struggle with their parnasa. We don't see the man falling to their door. Yet we find that they're rishoyim, that they seem to have, you know, the touch of gold. So lachin hira zebo emruha nistaris Hashem elokinu v'ni yosalmin. We have to say that when it comes to this sugya, that hashgacha pratis of, that even if a person would say, hinini bal tshuva gemura, I'm not taking yadayim reglan out of the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesses, and it's coming to me, that we're not living in a world where the hashgacha is so clear that a person will be able to say that that's a surefire solution. It says the Chavos HaLevavos. We see that we don't see that tzadik v'ra'lo, rasha v'toyv lo, answered in this world. Nistaris Hashem Elokeinu. We have to say about this sugya that there are inyanim which you don't understand, whether it's al pi gilgal or or schar, you know, schar from our ancestors, or whatever it is, there's a nyan. Indyan nelam. And that's this next one, welcome from the Bashem Tov HaKadosh, in the top left. How he touched Pasak Yirus Hashem Kadosh of Kimach Zili Reyev. Kefirim Rashu V'Re'ev V'Doyin Shasham Liach Suchotav. Hine Hikshar Rav HaKadosh HaLaki Yav Hashem Tov. HaLavichushar Uas Chazina Nipcha. Don't we see, this Pasak seems to say, that those who are Yireyev, that they have in Machzor, that they're never lacking anything. Kefirim Rashu V'Re'evu, that the lions that they roar and they're hungry, and yet Dorshi Hashem, they don't have any lackings. Everything is good. So the Bashem Tov says, is this pasuk really the reality? Don't we see how Rishayim Yeshim Shalav V'Shan Shoykin Hashmarim, that the Rishayim that they said everything is good? Yet we find that they're very great tzaddikim. Oivdi Hashem Mamish, that they don't have food on the table. Look how the Bashem Tov touches the pasuk. Yiru es Hashem Kedoshav, meaning like this. Yiru es Hashem Kedoshav means take a look. Take a look, Kedoshim. The entire Chas V'Shalom Bishvil Shenechet, but whether Hashem Yisbarach Nechzer Chas V'Shalom Avshinim Yitayv Bishvil Zeh Amachzeba. Meaning, if a person would Chas V'Shalom say that because of my avodas Hashem, that's why I'm lacking. Chas Lelazari Dabe Delemakin. No Yiddish soul should Chas V'Shalom say such a thing. Ki in Machzer Li Reyav. Meaning, B'Mashal Oid V'Hashem Yisbarach B'Zeh Liyah Machzer. Don't say that because a person is involved in avodas Hashem, that's why they have struggle. Meaning, Hashem is conceding and he's saying, you find that there are so many tzaddikim that they struggle with parnasa that you may come to the conclusion to say the opposite, that the pasuk is not true. Because why do we see so many avodas Hashem that they're struggling with their parnasa? So the pasuk is incorrect. So Hashem says, no, the pasuk is not coming to tell you like you would think that it's saying, is that all the avodas Hashem have their parnasa taken care of. That's not what it's coming to say. What it's saying is as follows. Pasuk is coming to say that don't think that your avodas Hashem is what shtares your parnasa. V'haraya, ki yesh kfirim, because there are many rishayim shirashu v'ra'evu, that they're very poor and that they're hungry. V'yesh dorshi Hashem le'ach suchotav. Meaning you find in the world that there's yesh v'yesh. That there are rishayim, that they are poor, and there's dorshi Hashem who are also very wealthy. So you can't say that because of avodas Hashem a person is lacking, because you find that there are people who are avodas Hashem and they have plenty. So then what's the kavanas ha-pasuk? To come to the conclusion like the Chovas HaLavavah said. Elazehu ha-nistarios Hashem Elokeinu v'les meichad debar nash tzavu dalei dal mazeh. It's not something which we can understand.
It makes so much sense. The real kasha isn't Tadak Rala. It's not the real kasha. The real kasha is it's inconsistent.
Right.
The consistency of
the Tzadik v'ral of a Rosh of a Tovlo. Yes, right, it's the both.
Tzadik v'Tovlo, and sometimes you have Rosh of a Tovlo, and sometimes you have Rosh of a Tovlo. Inconsistency is what drives people nuts.
Right.
So Rosham's answering that.
Right. And he's touching the Pasuk in such a brilliant way. That's what the Pasuk is saying.
Right.
The Pasuk is saying. The Pasuk is not coming to say that all the Tzadikim have a good and the Rishayim don't. That we see that's not right. The case. So the Pasuk is saying that you don't understand. It's Nistaros Hashem Elokeinu. That's the message that David HaMelech is telling us. Okay, so two more mamakomos for tonight, which is almost like a segue into a deeper understanding of the sugya. And this next mamakom is a portion of the very famous piece in the Naim Elimelech in Parshas Bahar, where he quotes his brother the Rebbe Reb Zusha. If a person will ask, now that there's a mitzvah of Shemitah, that we can't work the fields in the seventh year, what are we going to eat in the seventh year and in the eighth year? So the Torah says, V'tzivisis b'rachasi, that I'm going to command, says Hashem, is bracha bracha. So the Rebbe Reb Zusha teaches as follows. V'nirash Hashem is barach baruchu, kishabaras ha'idlam hishpia mitu v'tzinar es ma'ishchon shafa l'tzachar b'niyad. The creation of world, part of the creation of the world, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the channels of bracha, constant bracha and shafa into the world. The derech hashafa shel hafsek klal, like we said, b'li hafsek. Elo kesha adam noifel mimadrigasa v'ein l'bitachon b'bayi baruch hu. But if a person, he falls from his madrigas habitachon, and he's not b'teach in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that what, that he's mashkiach amiti, as then we find his b'revach, b'li hafsek klal, that Hashem is so kind, and he's so compassionate that created the world in a way that the shefa which comes down is taka b'li hafsik, it's chinam. And we can't like push those buttons or pull the handle in a way that we should stop that from coming. I mean, if we question the kindness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rav Chesed of Hashem, and we attribute human qualities as if like Hashem would be upset or in his frustration, he'll like hold things back from us. So that has an effect not on him, but on us. That machshava, that doubt, that question in the Ribbono Shel Olam's goodness, kindness, and rachmanis, pushes a button in our own lives. And that, so to speak, weakens. It weakens the factory, so to speak. And that requires the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, to have to restart this process of shefa. Because we push the pause button. V'zehu, and this is Pshat Pasuk, v'chi sayimru. Why does the Torah tell us this havamina? Very unlikely, very unusual. That a person shouldn't question Hashem and to say v'chi sayimru. But if you do, ki kashachali liyipo mina bitachon achshem ayoichal, hu oisip pegam chali lebe shefa. So, we're pushing buttons in the high. That busies the Ribbono Shel Olam to have to be mitzava once again. So therefore, saying v'chisaymru, questioning Hashem, causes a new vitzivisi. And the pasuk is telling us, loisis nagu kach. It's warning us not to think this way. To have baitech in Hashem with all of your heart, ideally, says the name of the Malach, says the Rebbe Reb Zusha, ideally, we should have no questions in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and halavai, if we didn't, there would be a constant stream of parnasa. Everything would be taken care of.
Didn't we see last time, though, if a person's not doing what they're supposed to be doing, uh-huh, so then the ketcher comes, and then you have to mechazik yourself again?
Excellent. So now, what we're going to have to see, Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, is how to be meshalev these two things. Meaning, this is the question you're always bothered by. Did we not just say, a few moments ago, Habiyoisis ma'asa v'kipachtis panasasi? So, if we do averis, does that not make a difference in the parnasa? And that's Gemara. Reb Zusha is saying that there's nothing which we could do, there's not a very which we could do, which would seemingly cause a halt in that shefa to come down. Just to try to explain a little bit more, there's a zivug which is called Chachma and Bina, Abba V'Ima, which in Kabbalah is called the Zivug Tadiri. The whole Kiyum Ha'olam comes from that Zivug Tadiri. And that Zivug Tadiri, that constant Zivug, means that there's a certain element in the world that Hashem Yisrach created which ensures the continuation, the continuum of the world. And that's part of a very great chesed that Hashem Yisrach has, a very gevaldik rachmanis, is that there's nothing which we could do which would send the world back to Tohu Vavohu. Hashem, Af Tikkun Teva Bal Timoed. And that Zivu Tagdiri ensures that everybody will have Parnasa. Or maybe not. So is there this Indian of V'chisayimu V'tzivisi? But it's only because we ask, otherwise everything would be fine and dandy. Or is there Taka of Havyoisis Masa V'kipachlis Masai? V'kipachlis Parnasasi?
So you can't answer that more by saying that there is the lack of Bitachon?
Okay, so that could be, and we'll have to see, and try to explain.
But other avails can't touch.
Possibly. Or you could say maybe even the other way. You could say, Habiyoisis Ma'asai, it could be that if I do a Ma'isa Ve'era, then it's Kipachlis Parnasasi. But if it's just a V'chisayimro, and if it would just be, it may be different. If it's B'machshav, it could be B'maisa.
is it an actual Hashem stopping the Shefa from coming down and then restarting it, or is this us not grasping or not having the bitachon that the Shefa is still coming down and we're not seeing it, so we're like kivyachol making that stop of and Hashem's a start again, that because we're not seeing it and we're not feeling it, we don't think it's there. But it's really there. It's our chesaron.
So meaning that when the Gemara says Habi Oisis Masav Kipachtis Es Parnasasi, it's lav dafka. It's only our perspective of it, but it's not mamish.
Yeah.
Good. We're gonna see Mitzvah Hashem that we're gonna need some more binyonim. We're gonna need some more bricks in the building in order to try to put it together.
It's but, not like a revisitia thing to say it stops. Like he's not. That's not his. His mahalach is not that. His mahalach is always like it's all perfect. There's nothing. You know. There's no. You're just not seeing it. You know. Like.
Right. So you're saying maybe the Vitzivis is lav dafka. Maybe. Could be.
It's not. I think you're not believing it.
Yeah.
Well, you're not believing it, but then you're not believing it causes a pause button to be pushed, and then therefore the pasuk says vici vici. Now there's a now. It's going to be only second level. It's not going to come down smoothly anymore. It's going to have to like be forced and be instructed to come down. It's not, you know, vici vici means like you have to command it to do something which it doesn't really want to do.
Yeah.
That's you have to be mitzvah with somebody. A mitzvah means like you have to. If not for the v'chisayim room, then it would have just come down sweetly, calmly. You know, lemaisa like a leida, like an isha who's giving birth, right? So if it's on time and the baby comes out natural, then it's usually much more painless for the isha because the baby's coming out exactly when it's supposed to, and the whole body is working in unison to be able to get this baby out because that's the zman, and all the eivarim are in agreement that higia shah, and then it comes out very quickly, but. If you're like, we need to induce and bring out the pitocin, and it's really not the zman, so you see how it goes. It goes very, very slowly, and it goes very painfully. And that's called the vitzivisi. The vitzivisi is like, it's not the time, but the doctor says vitzivisi. It needs to come down. But it's not going to come down smoothly. So that's called the vitzivisi. So an insight into this Indian is the next Mayim Makom. Tiko b'chode shefa b'kesel yam chagenu. So Chazal says, miskasas halavana. That the Yontav of Rosh Hashanah is called Kisei HaLevana, Shechinta Kadisha HaMuza Negda. The Shechina is alluded to in the Levana. Ki Choyk LiYisrael Hu. So now, the Baal Shem Tov Taitis here in Kesar Sheim Tov, Choyk is a Lashon Parnasa. Kishe Oz Mekabel Choyk Mizoynis B'Shvil Yisrael, Hu Mishpat V'Yisurin Lelekei Yaakov. Ki Ata Begolos Tchila Mekabem Sarim Mesa'oilam V'Achakach Yisrael. So the Choyk LiYisrael, when the Levana is concealed, meaning when the Shechint is Begalusa, and that's called Kisei HaLevana, then the Choyk LiYisrael, the Parnas of Klal Yisrael, is a Mishpat. Mishpat means that there's a din. There's a judgment on the Indian of Parnas of Begalusa. Meaning that there's a Shefa which comes down, but the Shefa which comes down to the world doesn't come directly to Klal Yisrael. It has to go through the Umas HaOlam, and then we receive only after the Umas HaOlam. Shifcha ki yirash gvirta. So that's why it's called the Vitzivisi. And this is a very important insight, which we'll have to see, leading us into the next year, is that when the world is in alignment, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, where Klai is doing Ritzayna Shalmakayim, so then the Shefa which comes down, we receive the Shefa, and then we give it to the Umas HaOlam, and that's the Seder, that it should be. Because we would take care of them by Ayin Taiva, and we know how to be Mashpia. But because Havi Oisis Maasai and there's no Beis HaMikdash and we're in Golos, so the Shefa still comes down. But the Shefa doesn't want to come down to the Umas HaOlam, wants to come down to Klal Yisrael. So that's the Pshat Vitzivisi. Vitzivisi means that Hashem doesn't want to give it in this way. It doesn't naturally come down to the Umas HaOlam. They're not the Kli, which is supposed to receive that. But it needs to come down. It needs to get to Klal Yisrael one way or the other. Meaning that if it has to come down this way, it has to come down this way. Because it eventually needs to trickle its way to Klal Yisrael. But that's not the lechatchila that it should go to the Umas HaOlam. Hashem is looking at the Makabal and he's like, I don't have to. No, but it has to happen. Push the button. Vitzivisi. You're forced to come down. Because it has to make its way to Klal Yisrael. But the fact that it's going to the hands of the Umas HaOlam, oyvei. But that's the only way that it gets to Klal Yisrael.
Is there an afkamina to us that it's going through them first?
Of course. Huge difference.
But we could still theoretically get whatever we're supposed to get.
Yeah, but you have to work much harder. Work much harder to get it. Because they don't want to give it to you.
In Gashmis or in Ruchnis?
And both. They don't want to give it to you. That's for sure. And also when it comes through tainted hands. I mean, if we would get it directly from the Baruch Shem, so then it would be poil much, much more for us.
So all these Mar Mekayimis are going, theoretically, if everything was lined up properly, not with the Shekhinahs and Galus?
What do you mean, all of these Mar Mekayimis?
Talking about that, if you just focus on Ruchnis, theoretically...
Not necessarily. I have to wait till the Baruch Shem until next year. Sorry. Bit of a cliffhanger. But at least setting up a Yesod is that. There is a Hari Yosias Masav Kipachtis Panasasi. It makes for nafkamina. Vitzivis, the Chazal say, Ain Sat El Avodah Zara. Right? Because when you do something which you don't want to do, it's called an Avodah Zara. It's like foreign to a person. Vitzivisi means that's not the way it's supposed to be. But we could be living in a Vitzivisi Matzav. And that Vitzivisi Matzav, which is a result of Kipachtis Masai, so we'll have to see what the solution is there. And how to bring together this union of Tardis Yasev, Egarish Yasa Adam, and the balance of Parnasa, and the Tirdis and the Heshtanlis, and the Tfilah, which we spoke about before, and the whole union of Bitachas and Mitzvah Shem. We'll come back to that union and how it relates to Pesach even more so in the coming Shiva Santa Shema.
The whole Midbar is there, Nafkamina. We didn't have to.